sometimes hilarious, always Hellenius. It's Keeping Up with Ken Hellenius on Mater Dei Radio.
Hey, I know that voice. He is the host of Living Stones, heard every Monday evening, 7:30, right here on Mater Dei Radio, or anytime on your Hail Mary media app. And our man at the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. Always great to talk with Ken Hellenius. How are you today, sir?
I am well. It's Friday morning, and I don't know if you remember those commercials from the 80s and 90s about international coffees, you know, international foods coffee.
I do.
I am sitting here with a cup of Cafe Vienna celebrating the moments of my life.
Oh, if only I could be there to see you doing that. That's I picture you in your little baseball pajamas sitting there with your cup of international coffee.
it's as if we're using FaceTime. Absolutely.
That's right. Actually, though, it is a little later there. What time is it there in South Bend?
Yeah, so we're 3 hours ahead of you. It's 10:15. I'm actually sitting in the Jacques Maritain Library here in the Geddes Hall, where my office is, and so I'm surrounded by a collection of books, both by and about the research and study and philosophy of Jacques Maritain, who was a great Thomist thinker and philosopher in the early 20th century.
Wow. That's a very heady start to your day.
Well, you know, and I'm in a library, so I'm probably speaking way too loudly.
Yes.
But fortunately, it's a smaller library.
Is the lady at the desk looking over at you and telling you to quiet down a little bit over there?
Tell the people at Mater Dei Radio to be quiet.
That's right.
Absolutely. So.
Well, I'm glad you're where you are at, because we were talking going into the start of the show today, education, the start of the school for many coming up this Tuesday, and for some it'll be a week later after the Labor Day holiday. But I know you are getting ready to go. In fact, we talked to University of Portland yesterday as it was move-in day at the campus on the Bluff, and you're well familiar with that.
Yeah. And we're actually now at the end of our first week. So the students here at Notre Dame started on Tuesday. And so we're on the last day of this first week of classes. And the students will actually have class on Labor Day because that allows them then to have a full week at fall break.
Oh,
and
okay.
So we start just slightly earlier. It's so exciting to wander around and see all the students, you know, in their backpacks and their shiny new shoes and things like that. So yeah, it's so great to have students back on campus.
Well, I hope you went out and bought yourself a nice new fall sweater.
David, I think we've talked about this before. I don't wear sweaters for one specific reason, because the word sweat is right in the title.
I see that.
And I do not like to get too warm.
Okay, well, a nice new fall shirt then. You can go out. So believe it or not, right now I am looking at, see if this resonates with you, on the website, the DeNicola Center for Ethics and Culture, the Soren Fellows Program. Ring a bell with you?
It does indeed. Yeah. So our Soren Fellows Program is our signature student formation program here at the DeNicola Center. And we actually have almost 300 students as we begin the academic year here. We have about 300 students, and that number will grow as the new freshmen meet us and kind of our first year students kind of learn a little bit about this program. It's really about supporting students, helping them to find a community, a community of that celebrates the Catholic moral and intellectual tradition, both here on campus and then provides them opportunities, including internships and retreats and pilgrimages and opportunities that fill their break time and connect them with organizations and vocational opportunities beyond campus.
Right.
And so like we have a regular kind of slate of activities that include every week we have a mass that we offer, a daily mass on Thursdays that will, you know, give students a chance to pray together. We do First Friday masses together where we'll have mass and a social. Next week, we're actually kicking off the academic year with our students by having a nice mass and a hog roast for all of our Soren fellows.
Wow.
So we'll have we're bringing in a catered hog roast and with an ice cream truck and some activities and just a chance for our students to reacquaint themselves with one another and to invite their maybe dorm mates and their classmates who don't know the DeNicola Center, for them to become integrated into the life of the center. We're talking about exclusive opportunities to meet with visiting scholars and with speakers that we bring to campus. And then at fall break, we're actually going to be taking 24 students on pilgrimage to Rome and Assisi.
Oh, wow.
So it's a wonderful program. And we graduate, every year we graduate about 65 undergraduates and about 25 to 30 graduate students who have been members of our Soren Fellows program. And so it's really a wonderful opportunity to, like I say, to expand the community of Catholic scholars and people here on campus, and then to make an impact in the world beyond.
Yeah, and I think about this too. And of course, you work for this program. I should have introduced it from that standpoint that you are with the Soren's Fellow Program. That's what you do as an outreach person for them. Do you find that some students, as they maybe freshmen, obviously, as they get away and come to college, and you think of college as, getting away from your parents and those sorts of things, but they still gravitate or want to gravitate toward their faith, and this is a program that they can do that?
Very much. I think in some ways, of course, the idea of going off to college is, breaking free of the shackles of mom and dad and kind of, I can do what I want to do. But for some, they experience a profound desire for community and connection and for communion, ultimately.
Yeah.
And here at Notre Dame and at many Catholic universities, but especially here at Notre Dame, it's very easy for a student to be Catholic.
Yeah.
Every dorm has a chapel where they offer Mass 6 days a week, Sunday through Friday night. Typically there's Mass in the dorm, and even on Saturdays, of course, there are opportunities in other dorms. There are chapels in academic buildings. So even the building, I'm in Geddes Hall, which is right next to the library here on campus. And right inside our front door is a chapel, the Our Lady of Mercy Chapel. I happened to stop there this morning on my way into the office.
Beautiful.
I was able to pray morning prayer, the liturgy of the hours.
Yeah.
So even in our academic buildings, we have chapels. We are surrounded by the signs and the invitations to prayer and the invitations to celebrate one's faith. And one of the ways that we support that and that connection with their intellectual work is through the Soren Fellows Program. It very much is about integrating their academic work with their vocation in life.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And last year, we actually graduated, I think about 108 total students last year from our Soren Fellows Program, and we know of at least 12 of them that this year are pursuing formation in priesthood or religious life.
Yeah, that is great to see.
And it's a wonderful kind of extension of a witness to the support that they received in growing in their faith and connecting that with their life work.
Beautiful. He is Ken Hellenius, host of Living Stones, heard every Monday evening, 7:30, right here on Mater Dei Radio, anytime on your Hail Mary Media app, and our man at the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. So again, if you're out there listening and you want to learn more about the Soren Fellows Program, just Google it, just search it. It's S-O-R-I-N, Soren Fellows Program. Ken Hellenius, a part of that. Ken, great program. Thanks for giving us some information on it. And hey, great luck with the school year.
Hey, thank you very much, and have a great weekend.
You as well.
Sounds great.
It's going to be great. Well, have a good one yourself, and we'll talk to you soon.